With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Welcome to Activate Yourself with Gita Sidhu-Rob, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Gita Sidhu-Rob.
Hi, my name is Gita Sidhu-Rob, and this is Activate Yourself, and thank you for joining me again today. Today, we're going to talk about a subject very close to my heart because we're going to talk about aging. But the thing with aging is people think about aging as getting old. I think about aging as sort of getting more experienced, I think. I've never found that the whole concept of aging, like I was brought up by a mother who's currently 91, by the way, who has literally spent her whole life from when I have my earliest memory of this, I think I must have been 11. I'm going to die. Oh my God, I'm going to die. And I'm like, for the love of God, you have literally outlived everyone around you. And so could we stop with this now? So that fear of constant death kind of has removed any fear I have of death because I'm like, yeah, you're going to die. I believe in reincarnation. Let's all kind of get on with it. But what I struggle with a great deal, particularly in the West, is this fear that we have, particularly as women, of getting older. And it's so centered on how we look. And I absolutely think you should do what you can to look as good as you can. I'm a big, big, big fan of that. Be my guest. Try not to look like Daffy Duck while you're at it, because that's unhelpful, I tend to feel. But, you know, hey, who am I to judge you? If Daffy Duck does it for you, you should totes look like Daffy Duck if it makes you a happy woman. But my aging experience has always been a place where I don't need you to know how old I am, because then you'd think I should behave in a particular way. Why can't I just behave in the way I want to behave? And then I'm just getting as old as I'm getting, which the children always remember, which is very rude. They remember how old I am every year, which I think is fairly offensive, but here we all are. So today I have a real kind of treat for you guys. I have somebody who, when you've been looking at her all this time, is kind of busy glowing. It's quite offensive how much she glows. And she's going to talk to us about aging. And she's going to talk to us like, you know how it is in life. When something happens and you can't find your way out, when you find the way out, you become evangelical about it. And so Kimberly, who's joining me today, got sick. Now, she didn't just get sick. She got thoroughly sick because she's a high overachiever like many of us. And there was nothing that was happening that was making her better. And we're going to find today how Kimberly not only got herself better, but what the journey has done for her and what she's learned along the way. And I should say that before we start, I got long COVID in 22. And so I got COVID 7 times in 1 year. And I went from somebody that looked healthy as hell, had the best diet, ran a huge health and wellness business, did CrossFit 4 times a week and yoga 2-3 times a week, to somebody who couldn't climb up the stairs. And it has to have been a journey of 2 and a bit years to try and actually be able to work out again. So it was a very interesting exercise. I don't know what else to say about that. It just sucked. And we should really. But it taught me that my body needed time off. And so that, I think, is something that I'm still learning. But Kimberly, thank you for joining me. Tell
thank
me what this
me.
Disgusting glow thing is all about.
Well, it's lots of face serum and oil because I have dry skin. So
it looks good. What happened when you got sick?
Yeah, so I was racing, doing triathlons and marathons, and it just seemed to kind of hit me out of the blue. I stopped. I've always been a great sleeper, and I stopped sleeping well and was like, no big deal. I'll just get up and run 6, 8, 10 miles, and I'll go lift tonight. And I continued doing everything like I was sleeping well. And I wasn't. I mean, I would get in bed and be exhausted, you know, the wired and tired. My nervous system was trashed. And I literally, it was just like somebody pushed me off a cliff. I felt terrible. And in about 2.5 months, I gained 30 pounds, like unexplainably. And I literally felt like I went from someone that had always had control of my body to zero control. Like everything just felt so out of control. It was such a terrible feeling on top of not feeling good. And so I had just moved to Texas and was struggling to find, you know, I grew up with always going to holistic practitioners, couldn't find anybody, went to a medical doctor that a friend had recommended, and ended up walking out of the appointment. So like, I just wanted to cry. You know, I told him something was wrong with me. I had gained 30 pounds very rapidly, had not changed my eating habits, and was exhausted, but couldn't sleep. And he offered to give me
antidepressants.
No, he actually wanted to give me an upper and a downer. He wanted to give me phetamine, which is essentially speed for in the morning, and then Ambien at night.
Oh.
And I literally looked at him and I said, you can't help me. And I got up and walked out because I thankfully knew what both of those things were. And I knew they were only going to make my problems worse. So, you know, from there, it was like, I went out and I remember sitting in my car for like 5 minutes, just going, how am I going to figure this out? Like, I can barely function. I'm so tired. My brain feels so foggy. I have to figure out how to help myself. And that's exactly what I did.
You know, it's so shocking. I have a TikTok community, which we try not to tell the children about because it traumatizes them, but they'll get over it, of 70 something thousand women. And I promise you that 98% of them, because it's around menopause and perimenopause and stress fat, and 97% of them will tell you that their doctors have not listened. One woman said she kept a food diary for 2 years and counted every single thing she ate and made sure she didn't eat over 800 calories a day and still gained weight. And her doctor said, you just don't know how to count calories very well.
Yeah, a little gaslighting there.
Just a small, I'd added with sprinkle of misogyny on the top and, you know.
I post regularly about four people my age. I'm 48. And I'm like, look, calories are not everything when you get to this age. So, there are so many other factors that impact your ability to maintain or lose weight. And I think by this age, most women have the calorie thing figured out.
Duh.
Exactly. And I love it when these people with, you know, PhDs and big degrees go, ultimately it's about calories. And I'm like, no, there's more to it. I say that as a perimenopausal woman that went through a period where I remember at one point I fasted for 5 days, 5 total days. Weighed myself the morning I started, weighed myself at the end of the fast before I ate, and I weighed exactly the same thing 5 days later. That's not normal.
It just is not normal. I did a video about 3 years ago because I worked in health and wellness for so long. I did a video about 3 years ago on TikTok 2 years ago where I talked about stress fat because I coined that phrase because I couldn't find another phrase that kind of worked. And I was like, you know, don't talk to men, don't talk to trainers. They do not understand this. They cannot help you. This is not your fault. And it has around 2 million interactions, views, whatever. And every single man is going, you have no idea what you're talking about. Calories in, calories out. It's science, bro. And it's energy, bro. And every woman is going, you have no idea what the hell you're talking about. It isn't. And it's shocking that it's better now because there are people like you. There are people talking about cortisol. It's a more general conversation. But like 2 years ago, I was being hung in effigy.
Yeah. Occasionally someone will come for me and go, you don't have a science degree or you don't have a standard medical degree. Okay, that's fine.
But I have a woman's body
that I've lived in for 48 years, and I've helped a lot of women that couldn't lose weight without counting calories. Come for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have much ruder phrases that we could probably use, but we won't do
yes.
that right now. What do you tell them to do?
Oh, gosh. So the hardest thing I did was I had to walk away from really intense exercise.
Completely. Cardio is a bitch at this stage.
100%. It was taking everything that was wrong and amplifying it. It was stressing. My nervous system was stressed and it was trashing my nervous system. So that was probably the hardest piece for me, was going from loving to work out really hard to understanding that my body simply couldn't handle it, and having the grace to go, I'm just not going to exercise today because I don't feel well and I'm not being lazy.
Yeah. And it's about the morning, isn't it? Because you have to kind of give up that version of yourself.
Yeah. It is. It's harder than people realize when you've worked your whole life to have a mindset and be tough and not be lazy. It feels so counterintuitive. But once I stopped the really hard, because I was like, okay, I'm not going to run marathons or do triathlons, but I'll do CrossFit. Just as bad, maybe worse, because I'm competitive. So when I gave that up and I went, I'm going to lift as many times a week as I feel like I can without it pushing me over the edge into like 3 or 4 days of terrible fatigue. So sometimes it might be twice a week. Sometimes it was 3 times a week or 4 times a week. And then I took up walking and I started walking every day because it was something I could do, even if I felt kind of tired, just a really gentle walk always made me feel better. And I started thinking from a perspective of longevity versus a little bit pulling away from the thought process of how's this going to make my body look?
Yeah.
Right.
So about cherishing and nurturing instead of competing and achieving.
Yeah.
That sounds almost, oh my God, did we go from a masculine approach to a feminine approach?
Maybe. I never thought about it that way, but that's so true. Yeah. So true. And that made all the difference for me. And I really started to lean into tuning into my body, right? And being like, oh, I didn't sleep good last night. Probably not a good day for me to go lift heavy. We'll see how I feel tomorrow. And realizing that I still looked lean and healthy and felt good, but I felt better because I wasn't pushing my body past, I was at a different stage in my life and I needed to have a little more grace for myself in that every day isn't the same.
So I want to ask you this question. I think that perimenopause and the pain it brings us is nature's way. It's the universe's way of forcing ourselves, women, to love and cherish ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, I've never thought about it from that perspective, but I have a different view of my body now that I've been through some of these things. And I actually have more love and appreciation for my body than I did when I was doing the really hard things. Cause I know I'm capable of hard things, but also having that, it's a different side, having the grace for yourself to go, I'm going to let myself recover. I'm going to let myself heal and I'm going to be kind to my body. You know, women will come into my office and they're like, "Ah, I hate my body. It's totally turned on me." And I'm like, "Oh, don't say that. Your body's always trying to protect you and save you and heal. And it hears your thoughts."
It does. But it's that empathy that was missing before perimenopause. And you know, perimenopause whacks you so hard to learn to have empathy for your body. And you've used the word kindness and all of those things. That cherry, until you have a more female approach that isn't based on, I hate freaking words like resilience and bouncing back. I'm not a trampoline. I say this so many times. I'm not a goddamn trampoline. I don't want to bounce back. Right? Yeah. So until you gain that, I know that I did not move forward till I learned that. And that's exactly what you're describing. Okay, let's just go for a quick break. And when we come back, I want you to talk about the results that you got from that mindset shift. That really is, it sounds so small, and it's honestly from black to white. It's a complete shift. It's amazing. So we'll be back in a second.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. What is it that you gained as a result of that mindset shift?
Probably the best health I've ever had in my entire life.
And you don't do wired anymore, do you? I bet you don't do wired and tired anymore.
Rarely. I mean, occasionally I'll have something that happens that stresses me out and I feel it and I'm like, oh no, we're not doing this. I need to take a deep breath and understanding, you know, when you've experienced something in the past, you recognize it very quickly when it happens again. And I go, oh no, we're not going to do that. Take a deep breath and kind of hit reset. You know, I can look back, my daughter's 24. We were looking at pictures a while back from like 15 years ago. And my daughter goes, oh my God, Mom, you look 15 years younger now than you did in those pictures when you didn't feel good. And it's wild because I look at them and I go, oh my God, I look so much older. I was sick. I mean, I did not feel good. And so, you know, the thing that I always encourage people with is you can turn the ship around and feel amazing and get really robust health back. But you have to prioritize it. You have to make it a priority. You know, I do things that, for example, sleep for me is everything. If I don't sleep well, I don't feel good. And I know I need 8.5 to 9 hours of sleep. I wish I didn't, but I do. So I'm the person that I'm like, oh, it's 8:30. Bye. I'm going to bed.
I love that. What time do you wake up?
5.
Okay.
But it works for me. Right. And I've learned that that's somewhere I have to have real tight guardrails if I want to continue to feel really well.
Yeah.
So I think it's tuning into your body and being willing to do things. You know, things change as we age. Maybe you could go on 6 hours of sleep when you were younger, but now you need more sleep or, you know, just, I think, being tuned in is one of the most important things. You live in your body. Nobody else does.
And you know it better if you let it talk to you, if you connect with it. It's such an interesting thing. The other thing with this that has always struck me is that because I'm always trying to find ways to explain it to women so that they can hear it over the loud yelling of calories in, calories out, bro. But what you're doing is when you're looking older and when you were younger, you, in any kind of metric system, you were winning. You were doing training, you were doing the running, you were getting and doing all the stuff. You know, so in the external lines, you were winning, but internally, you weren't. Right. Whereas now you flipped it completely so that I don't give a toss what externally is happening, but internally, I feel good. And it's the absolute gift of perimenopause.
Yes, I could not agree with you more.
I love that. Okay, so tell me what it is that you tell your clients to do. Well, give me an example of a client that's come in recently.
You know, I see a lot of women that as they're kind of in that perimenopausal, menopausal age, and they've maybe they've gained a couple of pounds, but more likely they've seen a shift in body composition.
Okay, wait, I need help with this. I was this skinny little thing. I have my trainer calls it a bubble butt. I have boobs and an ass, and I'm like, I don't even know where they came from. It is the funniest thing in the whole world. And I'm like, I don't even know who's, I'm not fat, but I just, I went from this to yay, like, you know.
At least it went to the right places.
Oh, you better believe it. My daughter was laughing at me today because I was like, can I borrow your ski trousers? She goes, Mom, not with that butt. I was like, rude. Okay, then.
Yes, I'll get my own.
Yeah, I'll go get my own. Then fine. See if I care.
Well, one of the things, you know, we lose muscle faster as we age.
Yeah.
I also notice that women tend to get this kind of like repulsion towards meat. Women that loved meat when they were younger, they'll be like, eh, I don't really eat a lot of meat now. And I'm like, okay, tell me why. Usually it's more around digestion. They feel like they're not just digesting it well, which is generally a pretty easy fix. But I'm like, look, if you want to age well, I started out in geriatrics. You have to maintain lean body mass, right? So it protects our bones. It protects our brain.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the more muscle we have, muscle is more metabolically active than fat.
So much more.
So when we see that shift and we start gaining fat and losing muscle, we become less metabolically active. And so women are like, well, things just aren't the same. I got, you know, this little roll here. I mean, I haven't really gained much weight, you know, 7 pounds, but I feel really fat. And so I always start with, you have to have an adequate amino acid intake. So if you know, the goal is 1 gram of protein per ideal pound of body weight. So I weigh 180, I need 180 grams of protein.
I'm just translating that into kilos. Give me a sec.
Okay.
Okay, go for it.
And I always tell ladies, look, you're not going to hit that number by accident. It's a lot of work. So I have people use
an amino acid. You need 180 grams of protein?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I can
see. It's a lot, right?
That's a shit ton.
It is a shit ton.
Whoa.
And you know, okay. Part of how I hit that number is I use an amino acid supplement.
You use a protein powder?
Not a protein powder.
Oh,
no.
My God. I hate them so much. What do you mean? What is the difference?
Some of them are hard to digest. So protein powder is like usually whey protein or pea protein or,
yes,
you know,
or, yeah, hydrolyzed. I can't digest protein. It.
Yeah. They're harder to digest. They're highly processed. I'm a big fan of an essential amino acid supplement. And so literally it is the amino acids that make up protein in a supplement. It's already broken down. So like for myself, I start my day with 2 scoops, which would be equivalent to about 50 grams of quality protein. 60 grams of quality protein. That helps me hit my number. And it's, you know, it makes it easier. The other thing I remind people of, women and men, is we don't just need that 1 gram per ideal pound of body weight. We also need a savings account of amino acids. What do I mean?
Yeah.
You have to have an amino acid reserve to heal and repair. So if you get sick or you get injured and you don't have an amino acid reserve, your body's just going to start stripping muscle to get the amino acids it needs. And that is so problematic. And I will tell you, so this is a fun little story. I had a really significant ankle injury at the beginning of October. And on October 1st, I had actually gotten on my InBody. We have an InBody in our office.
What's an InBody?
An InBody is Mayo Clinic says it's about 98% of what a DEXA scan does. So it's going to give you lean body mass, visceral fat, subcutaneous fat, hydration, all that good stuff. So I had gotten on it on October 1st. On October 2nd, I had a real bad ankle injury, two completely torn ligaments, very bruised bone, and multiple partial tears. So I was in a boot for a while, and I wasn't lifting like normal, wasn't walking, obviously. I did do some, once it got a little bit better, it wasn't the first like 2 months, but the third month I started using, I have a Carol bike, which is kind of AI driven, but not nearly at my normal activity level, right? So last week I decided to get on the InBody, and I've been putting it off because I'm like,
you don't want to see.
I'm like, I'm going to be so like disappointed or frustrated. And finally I was like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm getting on it. I got on it and was blown away. So when that injury,
I'm sorry, can you hold on? We're going to go for a break, and then we're going to come back, and then you're going to tell us why you were blown away.
Okay.
Because that's sneaky, and I like that. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. What happened?
So when I got the injury, I decided I was going to double up on my amino acids, 2 in the morning, 2 at night. And I will tell you, I was not always faithful at night. I did not always remember, but maybe half the time I did, because it just isn't my habit, right? When I got on my InBody, I was blown away. I had lost weight. My lean body mass stayed the same. I did not lose lean body mass. And I was down 3.5% body fat.
Just by increasing the amino acids.
And I was way less active. I mean, significantly less activity.
It just goes to show you that you can be immensely less active and your body will. But there's also a trajectory, I think, that is part of this conversation. That I noticed that when I came out of this horrendous year of long COVID, that I was fighting so hard because it was actually an uphill battle. I was trying to change the trajectory of my body because my body always recovered faster because it was healthier. Whereas now I wasn't, I was falling prey to everything.
Yeah.
Once you start doing that, then it's easier to keep the momentum. But I have a question. What is the difference between your amino acid and your collagen? Are they completely separate things, collagen powder?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you recommend that you pick a good amino acid powder? Because I'm just going to go buy one. So we may as well tell me what to do.
So my favorite one is Body Health. Dr. David Minkoff formulated it, and he's an endurance athlete, him and his wife. It's called Perfect Aminos. They have powders and they have tablets. I do the powder personally, but they have both for people
We get that in the UK too. Okay.
Yeah. Highly recommend it. My mom, who's always ahead of her time with things like this, has been using it for years. And I, you know, I only got on the bandwagon about, 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
I realized that when I was much more active, I could consume a lot of food because I was burning so many calories. Now I typically walk 4-ish miles every morning and I lift 2 to 4 times a week, just kind of depending on my week. I'm active in general, like when I'm not home, but when I'm at work, I have a lot of time that I'm just sitting. And so I don't have the appetite for 180 grams of protein. And so that's where the amino acids, they fill that, they bridge that gap.
Because they don't make you feel as yucky and full as I mean, the protein powders?
Not at all. There's 4 calories in a serving. So if you do 2 servings, it's 8 calories.
Yeah, but the thing with that I have bought every protein powder under the sun, right? I have bought the vegan one, the this one, and I just cannot bear them. They make me, it takes like 5 hours for my body to break this stuff down. So, and they feel heavy in my system. So the amino acids don't feel like that.
So, I don't think so.
So does this then mean, bearing in mind your story, that you now have doubled your amino acids every day now?
So I haven't, but you know, when I saw that data, I just went, I need to keep taking more amino acids, because like you, I tend to not be a fan. And if protein shakes work for people, go get them. They're a little hard for me to digest.
Perimenopause is the biggest single metabolic upheaval a woman is ever going to go through.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like things that are just easier to digest. I like my tummy to feel good.
Yeah. And not look like you're 10 months pregnant.
Right, exactly. And a lot of women will say, oh, I get really bloated when I do protein powders, or they make me gassy, or my stomach just feels upset. That's not enjoyable for anyone. No. The amino acids, I have a pretty sensitive stomach. When I first started taking them, I felt like, like the first 15 minutes I took it, I felt a little bit ick, and then it would pass. And I just pressed on. I just stayed with it. Now it's the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is I take my amino acids. and part of the reason why I do two scoops, I like to give this information too. Once we hit around 40, it takes 40 to 45 grams of protein to create protein synthesis in the muscle. So you want this really big bolus of aminos or protein, whether you're eating or using a supplement, to wake the muscle up and say, hey, here's what you need. Use it.
You're filling it up.
So that's why I do, because I have a lot of people that are like, well, why do you do two scoops? And I'm like, because.
It's very true, because the body will do emergencies first and then other stuff after it. So if you've got anywhere it needs it more, it'll just take it there. So if you give it enough of a chunk, I like your concept of the savings. You know, it's almost like starting off that savings bank every day.
Absolutely.
What else is it? Well, thank you for that, because I did not know that. And I am going to buy these amino acids and try them. So I'm very, very appreciative, because I've not heard that anywhere. And I'm totes going to do that. And then I'm going to put it on my perimenopause page if that works after I've tried it.
I want to hear how you like them.
Oh, yeah, completely. What is it that you all, what else then do you recommend to women? Just in the next few minutes that we have remaining to us, because then I want to tell people how to find you.
Lifestyle. You know, if your diet is garbage, you're not going to feel good. Nothing I can do. And I know this sounds like it doesn't need to be said.
It does.
It does. I don't care how you eat, eat real food.
You know, and this is the thing with being in America as well. It is heartbreaking. You have to work so hard to eat good food in the US.
Yeah.
You have to be so focused on it. And it is a real problem.
You absolutely. And I just tell people, I'm like, look, if there are a lot of ingredients in it, it's probably food-like and not real food. So eat real food, eat steak and chicken and fish and potatoes and vegetables, like fruits. Eat things that your grandmother would know what it is.
Eat things you can identify, for the love of God. There is no, you know, and the other thing that really, thank you, because this thing gets me on a hobby horse of ranting. Like, yeah. I have friends that will buy designer bags every year. And I'm like, I will totally take that money and spend it on somebody who will cook me a fresh meal twice a day. And I will buy the organic food, and because I would rather that than the handbag anytime. And it's this thing about aging. I look a good 10 to 15 years younger than my age. You know, I do.
You're putting in your body and managing your stress and prioritizing your sleep. The other thing, the last thing that I will say about lifestyle is, I'm a huge believer that we need sunlight to thrive as humans.
How do you do that?
I've spent tons of time out in the sunlight my entire life, and I'm not a sunscreen wearer. Our bodies need sunlight. you know, this is really about freaking common sense. If you've been out in the sun, a point where you're like, ooh, I'm starting to get a little much, get out of the sun, put on a hat, put on a shirt. It's not rocket science.
Woman, you're going to have to stop being intelligent. I mean, like, really?
I know. And, you know, everybody's like, stay out of the sun. It'll make you look so old. And I'm like, I've spent ridiculous amounts of time in the sun. I'm still waiting, but, you know.
But vitamin D deficiency is much, much harder. And the fact, use face cream for the love of God. Like, really, use oil, use cream over your body and move on.
But absolutely.
We have done ourselves such a disservice with this whole concept of not being able to be in the sun. It is literally nature, and you need it.
We need the photons. We need the recharging that it gives our body. And let's face it, we would not have survived as a species if the sun caused cancer, period. We would not be here. No one would exist. It make it make sense.
Well, and also, please don't go lie in the sun for 2.5 to 17 hours, because what is wrong with you? That is just peculiar. Don't do it. Don't do it for 17 hours.
You know, it's about getting sunlight exposure every day. I was just reading something the other day that said the average person spends less than 7% of their time outside now. So you know what that means? We're in front of screens. We're on our devices. We're under blue light, and that causes cancer. Yeah.
Well, and that, the shitty food that we eat on a day. Yeah. Well, not we, but we're given.
Totally. So it's really about just getting back to the basics. Like, you can do all the cherry on top stuff, but if you don't have the recipe right, that cake isn't going to bake and turn out the way you want it to.
No, I cannot tell you how much I like you. It is just... Oh.
Thank you. Well,
stuff like this is common sense, and it makes sense, and it is something I can see this completely changing women's lives, because I am sure you are pretty much the only bloody person that has told them any of this before they walk in the door to you.
I think sometimes people are like, wait, this sounds a little too easy. Uh-huh. Is it work? And I'm like, just trust me. Don't get on your scale every day. Just do what I'm telling you to do. And in a month from now, let's talk about how your clothes are fitting. Let's talk about your energy level. Let's talk about your focus and your overall frame of mind. How do you feel?
Oh, completely. The last thing I want to say as well is that when we get, like, I went through this horrendous period last year and I got a DEXA scan. Mm-hmm. And they said that I had osteopenia, which is just before osteoporosis. And I think a lot of that is the fact that I'm vegetarian. I was vegan until somebody slapped me upside the head and made me eat, you know, so I'm vegetarian. And normally you would look at a diagnosis like that, and my visceral fat was really high, my lean muscle mass was shit, because I couldn't move, right? I couldn't walk upstairs. I was having to add 10 minutes of exercise a day to awful. And I thought, well, okay. And I went and I did everything, and I did it every day, and I did it in little amounts, and I did it in warm, and I added in 5 minutes of exercise, which infuriated the crap out of me, but it was all my body could do.
Yeah.
I went and I had another DEXA scan last week. And what I want to point out is, people think you can't change your ill health.
You can.
Such crap.
You know, the one thing, like, these aminos will be life-changing for you, because as a vegetarian, it is harder. And I tell people, I don't have any emotional attachment to your diet. What I can tell you is that science shows us vegan or vegetarian forms of protein are harder to digest and utilize.
And so much harder to assimilate and harder to get I'm with you. All those things.
And this is where the amino acids will be magical for you.
I'm going to do that.
You get faithful and go get another DEXA scan, your mind will be blown.
No, and I will. And what I wanted to say was that my DEXA scan already, compared to the previous one I had, my whole trajectory is upwards. I have more lean muscle mass. I have much lower visceral fat. My bone density is higher. But if you go sit in front of your average medical professional, they will tell you this is not possible.
But make it make sense. Your bones completely turn over every 7 years.
How can you not make them stronger?
Yes. It's about having the raw materials that give you strong bones.
1,000%. Okay. I love you completely. Go find this woman. Go do whatever you need to do with her. and go hang out with her. Kimberly, how do people find you?
Instagram, my handle is Kimberly Verbecki Wellness, and my website. Those are probably the two easiest places to find me. My website is avita-wellness.com.
Fantastic. It has been a complete pleasure to have you on. Thank you very much. What an enjoyable conversation, for me at least. I hope you survived it, but I had the best.
Same for me. I loved it.
This was the wonderful Kimberly Verbecki. Please, please go find her. Go ask her questions. I obviously just did. And you know, I'm honestly an expert in health and wellness. I did not know what she knew. And that is life-changing. Ask people questions, because there is always someone that knows something you don't know. And it is just life-changing for you to be open to learning more, you know? So thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
And I love the fact that you will have been listening. I'm very grateful. My name is Geeta Sidhu Rob, and this is Activate Yourself. Get off your tush and go do something about it. Me, I'm buying the amino acid stuff, and then we're going to see how that goes. So thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Geeta Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.